Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
You know, it's been a fantastic week with vaccine news, both from the Moderna company based in the U.S. and then also from BioNTech here in Germany, together with Pfizer out of the U.S., two vaccine candidates, mRNA vaccines.
According to interim results, I mean, these things are going to, they're going to be it. They're going to protect us from the coronavirus.
So Gabe and I took a look through a bunch of opinions from scientists here in Germany, also from the UK, to see what they had to say about these two vaccines. They were ecstatic. They were
jubilant.
Yeah, joyous. One literally said, "Eureka." Yeah. At this news.
That the news couldn't be better. Yeah. This is the best news possible right now.
Yeah. Unless you go down to Mainz, Germany, right across the street from BioNTech, one of the companies that has made one of these mRNA vaccines, and you talk to the locals there.
Yeah, the atmosphere is a little different when you ask them, would you take this vaccine?
Science Unscripted.
Well, I'm not sure because I do not know which ingredients are in the vaccine. So I would to inform myself and to hear whether the government advises the people to take it. So, but when the government would recommend us to take the vaccine, then I would take it, I guess. Yes.
So if you heard that there were no side effects, essentially, then you would go with it?
Yes, I would go with it.
Are you going to get this vaccine?
Definitiv nicht, nein.
Definitely not, no. I don't think there's any sense behind it. There are people that say it helps, but I don't think there are enough. We have had a normal flu vaccine for years and still people are sick. So I don't see any sense in letting myself be vaccinated with something that doesn't help 100%.
Aber seit wann gibt's denn diese Impfung?
Since when is this vaccination available? Since when is there a vaccine? It might seem fine at the moment, but we have only been testing for 3 or 4 months now. Do we know if there will be any side effects in 10 years? What do we do then? Then they will have to make new substances, which we will have to be injected with again. We don't even know what they are going to inject us with. That's why I wouldn't do it.
Yes, of course, I would take it. I would be vaccinated in half a year or so. First, I'll watch how things develop and see what happens. But yes, certainly.
I'm 20. Must I say my name? Can I make something up? My name is Emre Tirachsky. I wouldn't want to take the vaccine, but I think in the future there will be no way around it because there will be places that won't let you in unless you have taken it. So everybody will have to take it, and so I would also take it, in theory, of course.
Vanessa, 25. Yeah, I will take it. So my grandparents already asked me because I just like live really close to it if I can get there and get some for them, some vaccine. Yeah, but I can do it. But yeah, I'm ready. So I'm not scared. So I know some people don't like to get a vaccine because it can get, it can hurt them or it can have some bad influence or something. But for me, I don't have that kind of experience, so I would go for it, so because it can help all of us to get a better normal life again.
Hello, my name is Adisa und bin 15 Jahre.
My name is Adisa and I'm 15 years old.
Also ich will das nicht.
I don't want the vaccine because there might be a chip in it, and I might lose my immune system. The government wants to know everything about us. Basically, people will die and stuff like that.
Yeah, so that was entirely false, what Adisa was saying there about microchips, about losing your immune system.
And that you're going to die and stuff like that. I'm not even sure what that means. When it comes to the microchips, Adisa is not alone, sadly. A YouGov poll from April. And that's to give you an idea of how long this has been around. Taken in the United States, 28% of people surveyed were certain that there were going to be something like microchips that in an impending
so sadly
vaccine.
High. That is so sadly high. Nearly 3 out of 10 people believing in conspiracy theories that are absolutely false. The other way of looking at this is the latest numbers, Gabe, that you and I have seen here in Germany in terms of the number of people who plan to take a vaccine. The last numbers we saw.
58%.
Yeah, so nearly 6 out of 10 are planning to take a vaccine, 4 out of 10, not so sure. Yeah. That's kind of why we thought, you know, it was important to hear a bunch of different voices from real Germans on the street and whether or not they are going to do it and why not.
When it comes to science, this will be one of the defining questions of the next year. Do I take this vaccine? We would love to hear from you listening. Would you take it right now? What are your thoughts when it comes to a vaccine? Get in touch, su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.